Okay, so in terms of the opportunities that are open to me, things are going pretty well. I have friends, I have a job for the summer, I have an internship for the summer, two actually, and I'm going to be going to an amazing school. The only issue is me, my behavior, how I act around people, how I treat myself, how I treat others. And so I'm realizing, in case you don't know, well, you probably don't, but I'm really into taking videos of my friends. And so what ends up happening when I take videos is that I record conversations. And what I realize is that without realizing it, I try to dominate conversations, and I don't really give people a chance to speak. Although I do, but just there's like a lot of like me overlapping or like speaking over people, and it's very terrifying. I'm also very critical of others when the person they're really calling question is myself. And so here's a vow. Nerissa, you vow to honor the opinions of others, to listen to what people are trying to tell you. It could be for the better. And if it isn't, there's no harm in listening. Just to make sure. I realized looking at today's videos that I took how toxic I have become. And I really want to be like one of the friends that make the other friends feel better about themselves, and not only that, but like have a better day because of their positivity. And I do have a friend. We do have a friend in that group, in our group, who's like that. But I feel like the group can be even more special if we hone that person's personality and that energy that she emits and reflect it onto each other and try to impersonate it. So I'm really gonna try to be like, well, let's call this person F in terms of how I interact with others, because she's very successful and I'm not like competing or anything. I feel like I want to be a better friend to these people before we all leave, and the last thing that they remember of me is how bossy and outspoken I am. And this combined with my high-pitched voice is not cool. I just have to speak less, be positive when I do speak. And if I'm going to speak for prolonged amounts of time, it's going to be like a story or something. I sort of have like a romanticized vision of like friendships and conversations and personalities. Like if I were to be a person that I really like, okay, let's pretend like I'm a character. I would want to be Henry Winter from The Secret History. He spoke only to give knowledge and like not necessarily to school people or to show off, but to talk about something. And I don't know what I'm saying, to be honest, but I think I'd like to talk about, like, in friend groups, maybe I can talk about things that have happened to me while being very positive. Listen to others, provide like support and advice. And for now, I think I'm gonna have to give some people their space, but I really want to be there for people too. I want to learn how to communicate with others, I guess. Oh god, you realize how crippled you are when you make a plan of how you're gonna talk to people. Well, that's it for today. Bye-bye now.